one other, like, I guess, advice I would give is, again, I'm a big Eagles fan, so I get a lot of motivation from sports and whatnot. But when the training camp started, Nick Sirianni, the head coach for the Eagles, he said, treat success like perfume. Smell it, but don't drink it because it's poison.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
In this episode, we have Gavin Sweeney joining us, a rising star in the world of sports, journalism, and entrepreneurship. He's only 16, but already has bylines at LEBCO Sports, past experience writing for the LEBCO Bulletin, and big dreams in motion with Philly Sports Reports. He's also the co-founder of a Christian clothing brand called Truth and Threads, created with a purpose to remind others, especially Gen Z, that you can chase your passion even in the middle of personal challenges. Gavin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I greatly appreciate you being here. Like I said, off air, we had some issues with a recording. The memory card was corrupt, so Gavin and his mom are back in the studio, which I appreciate. So thank you for being here.
Of course. Anytime, anytime.
So Gavin, let's dive right into it. You know, how did you get into sports journalism?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I've always had a passion for sports ever since I was younger. It's just always been my thing. You know, when I was younger, I used to watch sports on the TV and it just caught my attention. I realized over time and maturing that, okay, this is something I want to do. This is either playing it, managing it, writing it. I was like, sports is my thing. So it started off with that. And then when I was 14 years old, my mom's an English teacher, so she's pretty good at writing and all of that. And she basically said to me, she was like, Gavin, how about you, you know, start up an article or start something up and see where it goes. So after the 2023 collapse with the Eagles when they started off 10-1 and then lost all those games and lost the wild card round, I was furious. I was so ticked off from it. So I just made like a little web link, you know, that you can get for free. And I just started to type away about the Eagles season and the players that they lost, the players that they were getting, the hopes for their future and all of that. And it turned out well. It got around 400 to 800 clicks. And yeah, that was the start. And that's when I realized that I could do something here. This could be a future.
And again, at such a young age, you know, a lot of people, I feel like, again, when I was that age, it was like video games or, you know, you weren't thinking about, okay, I'm going to write an article about the Philadelphia Eagles, right? You know, but what was it for you that finally clicked and you're like, I really like writing about sports teams?
Yeah, so basically after the first article, I couldn't stop writing. Like, I would just write different mock-ups about different teams, if it was in the county, if it was a Philadelphia team, if it was a Pittsburgh team, any team in Pennsylvania. Now, I'm a Philly fan, so it's kind of hard doing Pittsburgh stuff. But I would just go on Google Doc or my notes. I would just start typing away for fun. And that's when I thought, like, okay, if I'm really enjoying this, then I should get experience now and put myself out there. So I joined Lebco Bulletin when I was 15. I was in their newspaper two times. My first article was about Bryce Harper, second Matvei Michkov, the new Flyer. So I started off with that. That went well. They shut down due to financial problems a couple months later, sadly. But after that, I got an email from Dan Rao from Lebco Sports offering a position to write for them for Lebanon County's local stuff. So I joined that. And now I'm here, you know, a year later. I got the opportunity to write for Philly Sports Reports, and that's been fun writing about, you know, Philly, because Philly's my passion. I love all Philly sports, so it's definitely been fun.
It's neat to see and hear this story because, you know, I think sometimes, too, when you're younger, right, in your teens and maybe even early 20s, you don't know what you want to do with your life, and, you know, people might have dreams or thoughts of, oh, I want to write an article, or I want to be a sports photographer or start a podcast, but they don't actually do it. But here, you went out and did it. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my mind to it. And then the fact that, you know, Lebco Bulletin, local, I think it was a local paper. They actually printed a paper.
They did.
And that went for, was that 2 years maybe? I think maybe about 2 years. And that was really nice work. It was a shame when I saw it closed there. They had to end it. I was like, oh, that's a bummer. Because, you know, I'd like having something local. It was very, like, about the community, you know, which I think is huge. And that's what, you know, Lebco Sports, I think, does a phenomenal job there with covering local sports. And the fact that, so they actually found you online, or how did they reach out?
So, yeah, basically, once Lebco Bulletin shut down, one of my friends, their mom knows Dan Rao.
Okay.
And I was venting to my friend, like, oh, like, this is such a shame, because I was 15 at the time. And when you're 15, a lot of publishing companies won't take a chance on you because of your age and maturity and writing style. You're not as experienced as others. So I was like, is this the end? Like, I know this is an obstacle and I have to overcome it, but what is this for my future? And my friend was like, let me ask my mom. And then the mom reached out to Dan. Dan saw my work from Lebco Bulletin. You know, he emailed me. And then from that, I just been doing, you know, recaps on high school games, interviewing high school players, all of that cool stuff.
And for the listeners that have to overcome, you know, those kind of obstacles, like a barrier to entry, right, might be that, oh, people look, he's too young, or she doesn't have the experience. How do you look at, or what's a good way for, like, the younger generation to overcome that? Like, how do you prove people wrong?
So for me, it's all about motivation, and I take, if it's hate, if it's positivity, whatever it may be, I just soak all of it in. And I use that as motivation. I also, you know, I've realized over time that everything happens for a reason in life. You may not know what it is at the time, but down the road, things unfold that you can figure it out. But I would just say, stay positive. If you get hate, that's normal. Not, you know, everyone's not going to like what you're going to do.
True.
Just soak that in and use it as motivation to prove people wrong. But motivation is the key in staying positive.
Staying positive, yeah. Positive motivation. And I think you could add being persistent, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely takes persistence. Yeah, and
consistency and patience.
Consistency is another good one, yes. And a lot of other guests have talked about being consistent in chasing your dreams, you know, and your passion. And, yeah, sure, there's going to be some people, like you said, you can't please everybody,
exactly,
right? Not everyone's going to like what you do. Not everyone might think that was the best article written, or why did you start a podcast? You know, people have doubts or question because – you know, they think of it as maybe a waste of time, or what are you doing? But if you don't try, how do you ever know if you're going to be good at it?
Exactly.
You know? If you don't give it a go. So you've covered a lot, from professional athletes, professional sports teams, Go Birds, to local stuff. What has been your favorite, like, article, or your favorite thing to cover?
Yeah, that's a good question. So for Lebco, it's a Lebco piece. I got to interview Roger Grimes, who is from Cornwall, and he used to play in the NFL and other leagues and went to Penn State. So he's well known in that category, I would say, but a lot of people, you know, from Lebanon County don't really know him because he played back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to get that data from then and tapes today's generation because it's not as popular. But I basically got an interview with him. He was a really nice guy, beautiful house, awesome dude. Talked for hours, did an interview, wrote an article about him, and he got published. So I would say that was my favorite moment, just to hear his side of the story with how the league was back then and how he thinks the league should be today. Yeah. And just his experience overall from the college level to the NFL level. So I would say that was my favorite piece.
And it's neat, too, to bring that story back to life, you know what I mean, for like the next generation to learn from. And I like that, like, Roger Grimes, and you also interviewed Chad Ryland, you know, another local up-and-coming star. I shouldn't say that, up-and-coming. I mean, he's there. He's in the NFL right now. He's a kicker. And you can speak more on that then. But I feel like the little background I know of Chad and his family, just like how humble some of these, I'd call them, you know, superstars, you know, these people that have made it to the top of their career, right, their sport, and yet they're so humble and like down to earth, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, Chad's a great guy. He's so awesome, funny guy, stays in the area, family oriented, and you know, he's just a good guy all around. So yeah, Chad's a great guy. Hopefully he has a good season, you know. Go Birds, but go Cardinals. We love Chad, so hopefully he has a good season. But yeah, Chad's a great guy overall. Yeah. And the article I did on him, that was fun to do. All the research behind it and, you know, how his parents would take him to camps every year and all of, you know, the consistency that was put in, but also patience, because you have to be patient. Things don't happen right away.
Right.
So all the patience and consistency that Chad did really paid off.
And what, for the listeners that might not know, refresh us, what position and who does he play for again?
He plays for the Arizona Cardinals. He's their kicker. He got drafted by the Patriots and then got cut, sadly. And the Cardinals picked him up, and he's been amazing. Special teams player of the month in October last season. He's been doing great, so... Yeah, Chad's a great guy overall, and he gave me two signed jerseys, one from New England and one from Arizona.
That's so awesome.
Shout out to Chad. Thank you for that.
That's sweet. Yeah. But
yeah, nice. He's a good guy.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. And great family. Like I said, just how humble, you know, and yeah, I think he would give you the time of day, you know what I mean, to anybody. Definitely shout out to Chad. Let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. So to pick back up, you know, finding your lane so early is very impressive, you know, but you didn't just stop at journalism. Like, that's obviously a passion of yours, but then you start Truth and Threads. Tell us about that. It's a Christian clothing brand, but go more in depth. What is it about? Who's your co-founder on it, so who's your partner on that?
Yeah, so it's my best friend, Adam. He is my best friend, great guy. Him and I started the brand last November, I would say, and it honestly started as a joke. Like, we didn't take it serious at first. We were kind of just messing around because we just saw people on social media doing it. So we started up a social media, a website, did all of that, made our first shirt. And again, we were kind of like, we'll see how it goes. Like, if it doesn't plan out well, that's okay. We're not into it too deep yet.
Yeah.
But we got tons of compliments out in public about the shirts. A lot of people loved it, and they were like, where can we find you? Where's this, this, and that? So from that, we basically said, okay, let's see if we can pick up on it, make new things, and people enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really fun to do. And it, I mean, it's been a challenge. You know, there's challenges that go into it with people that will dislike it or will give their opinion on it, or they might not like, you know, the designs or message behind it. But again, you just have to ignore that. You know, it could be jealousy, could be just more motivation for you to use it to prove people wrong or whatever you may want to do. But yeah, Adam's the co-founder, my best friend. He's great. The brand is awesome. It's been really fun.
Yeah. So how did you and Adam, like, how'd you meet Adam?
So it's a really funny story, actually. So to the viewers, Adam lives in Illinois. He lives in Illinois.
Wait, what?
He doesn't even live in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I thought you were going to say you met at like Northern Lebanon at school or local. Okay.
Adam lives in Illinois, and it's funny. So we have a mutual friend. She lives out in Myerstown, so she's from this area.
Okay.
And 2 years ago, she was like, Gavin, do you want to be added to this like sports group chat that I'm in? And, you know, me being sports and competitive, I was like, yeah, add me to it.
Okay.
And Adam's in there. and we're chatting it up, talking about different sports and whatnot. And I asked him, I was like, where are you from, dude? And he was like, Illinois. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I have family that lives in Illinois. On my dad's side, my cousins and aunt and uncle, they live in Illinois. So I was like, oh, I have family there. And he was like, what part? So I told him, and he was like, dude, they live in the same county as me.
Whoa. That's wild.
Isn't that weird?
That is wild.
I know. So right from there, okay. I was like, okay, something's going to happen. Like, yeah. That's so coincidental that my family and him live in the same county. I was like, there's something up.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple, you know, a year goes by, and now we have a brand.
Wow.
So it's insane. But yeah, Adam, he lives all the way in Illinois. He doesn't live in PA.
So he's not local at all. He's not local at all. So you do like a lot of Zoom calls probably, or like video calls and stuff?
Absolutely.
Wow. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Oh, it surprises a lot of people.
You said he's your best friend. Yeah. So like, that's awesome.
We have so much in common, and a lot of people say that we're twins. It's really funny. His mom thinks we look alike. It's so funny.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a chill guy. Wow. But again, those are just little things that are, you know, I guess what do you call them? Signs, I guess.
Yeah.
That can turn out to something.
Coincidences, but it's almost like meant to be.
Exactly.
Know? That's kind
of
wild.
It's so bizarre. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, you can't trust people on social media. And I get that perspective. Like, you need to be careful,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's out there and everyone like that. But at the same time, when you meet someone who is basically like your twin, that you just, you connect right away, and then you can build something off of that.
Wow. Best friend. Crazy. I love that friendship. Yeah. Cool. I mean, so now when you created your brand, Truth and Threads, who came up with the naming? Like, how did that name come about, Truth and Threads?
Yeah, so we researched different name ideas just off of Google. We wanted to get that idea, then, you know, put our own, I guess, message or story in there. And a lot of the names were taken, or they had copyright issues, or, you know, they had a mark, so we couldn't take them. And then on FaceTime at like 2 a.m., we were like, how about Truth and Threads? And we were like, wait, that sounds good. That mm-hmm. might be something cool. Truth and Threads, like truth for religion, threads because of clothing. Yeah. We were like, that could be such a sick name to like make that as a brand. So that's how it all started, with Truth and Threads. That was just the name, just us being up at 2 a.m., playing video games, FaceTiming, playing music.
Okay.
And we're just like, huh, Truth of Threads. That's kind of catchy.
Yeah. So what are some of the messages on like your t-shirts and your hoodies, which thank you for last time you stopped in. I did get some swag, so I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. And there will be pictures on Facebook and Instagram, American Grown Podcast. But yeah, how did you come up with like the messaging on your shirt? It says powered by Christ. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So a bunch of designs or name ideas or whatever you want to call them, titles.
Yeah.
Online, big help, you know, just to give some inspiration. But again, just our own story, our own personal message, whatever we've gone through in life, kind of take that and put it in a positive way. So I would say that's how we usually get the messages, or even from, like, you know, from pastors or whatnot, what mm-hmm. they have, you know, helped out with or said at church. So
whenever like inspiration strikes, you pull out your phone, go to the notes app,
the notes.
Write it down. Yep. I use the notes app all the time.
I do too.
I mean, I'm using it right now for the notes of the podcast.
That's awesome.
So when people wear your apparel, what do you want them to feel, and what kind of a emotion should it bring?
Positivity. I think in life, positivity is key in everyday situations. I truly believe whatever you put out to the world, you attract back to you. So if you're negative, negativity is going to come back, and vice versa with positivity.
Yeah.
So I would say positivity is the main one. Just know everything happens for a reason. Life has obstacles, you know, life, it's a little bumpy here and there,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, just to stay positive, everything happens for a reason. Stuff's going to be thrown at you. You just have to learn over time how to overcome that and try to avoid negativity. You know, don't let the negativity get to you. Don't let it take control of you, or like
drag you down.
Decide how you want to be as a person.
Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't agree more. And what you were saying, when you wear your shirts and apparel, people were like giving you compliments or coming up and saying stuff to you. What's like an example of somebody that came up and like what'd they say, or yeah, how'd it make him feel?
Yeah, so, I mean, when I was on vacation in June, that was, like, I guess the biggest way I could get the brand out there also, because I was like, oh, well, we're in a different state, you know, we're in New Jersey. We go to Wildwood, New Jersey, every year on the Crest side, so we go there every year. So I basically was like, this will be kind of big for me because I can wear the stuff and, you know, get out there.
Promote it, yeah.
And I was wearing the Powered by Christ hoodie. And this one woman said, I love your hoodie so much. I love the message. Where can I find it?
Wow.
I had a business card in my pocket. Did right you? Away. Nice. Yeah.
Perfect.
So I was like, oh, here you go, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's usually the compliments like, I love the message, or I love the hoodie. I love the shirt. Love the design. Mm-hmm. Just simple things like that. But that means the world to
so
me, truly.
Much, yeah.
It means so much to me because there's a lot of time and energy that goes into the brand. Like, there are a lot of late nights with designs, messages, social media accounts, trolls, all of that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to do at my age with school starting back up, with sports journalism, and just keeping my mental health straight, because you need to be clear with your own mental health before you pursue something.
Mm-hmm.
So any compliments I get, it means a lot, because a lot goes into it. And, you know, there's some nights where the design is awful and we scrap it then. It could be like a 4-hour design that takes. Then we're like, we don't like it, or mm-hmm. this is not going to work. It just won't go with the message, or it won't go with the shirt. Then we have to scrap it. So there's a lot of time and energy that goes into it. So when I get any compliment, it means a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure it means Absolutely. The world. You know what I mean? Because yeah. it's your thoughts, it's your ideas, it's your creativity. And if somebody compliments it, even something small or something, it's like, oh man, thank you. You know,
yeah,
it hits close to home. And I love the old school that you had a business card in your pocket. For the people out there, oh, get the dot card or whatever. I don't know if you heard of that brand, you know, but it's like, man, business cards, I think, are very underrated.
I do too.
Because you can get $250, $500 for a real good price, mm-hmm. and even 1,000 business cards. And imagine that. Imagine handing out even 250 business cards to people. That's right there is 250 new connections, let alone if you do 1,000 cards. So, for any listeners out there, not just because here at Color Tech we do printing, but, you know, if you need business cards, I think, or if you're even looking for like a new job, you're launching a podcast, you want to spread the word. I mean, I got business cards for the American Grown Podcast. It's like, it's just something, it's a good staple to have, you know?
It's so easy to have too. It's not hard to get at all. You just put your design on it and get them printed out. And they're so easy to carry. You could put them in, you know, your pocket, a wallet, a phone case, even anything. It's so easy.
Have them in the car. Yeah.
Again, like, I'm pretty sure Adam and I, we got 1,000 each, and it wasn't that much. And we used that as resources. We took them to different cafes to promote them, different stores, and just put them on the desk.
Yeah, right.
Just anything
right.
like that. So it's really easy to get them.
There you go. And it's advertising, it's marketing. You know, it's a marketing tool that has stood the test of time. Now, you had mentioned something, which, again, I think for a 16-year-old to mention, you mentioned like mental health and making sure that your own mental health is good before you pursue something and you know, put yourself out there. What is something you recommend for the listeners to do to check on their mental health and make sure that they're taking care of themselves?
Yeah, so I think the first important step with mental health is identifying it and being honest to yourself if you're okay or not okay. Because it's okay mm-hmm. to not be okay. You know, you won't be happy. Like, you know what I mean? You won't be always happy. You're going to have moments where you're going to be down, and that's okay. But you just have to be willing to accept it and, you know, find someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. So for me, talking to friends, to family, to get something off of my chest is huge. I would say working out. I work out often, keeping my body in shape, keeping my mind healthy. That's a big one. Reading at night, huge one. Volunteering. My family and I, we volunteer at the Christian ministry in Lebanon, the food pantry department.
Yes.
So that's also a good way. And even music, you know, good old fashioned music can, you know, help you or, you know, get
Lift
you in
the
good
spirit.
Spirits. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Took the words out of my mouth. And shout out to Lebanon County Christian Ministries with Brian, Andrew, and Dan, phenomenal group of people there doing some great things. And, I think music can truly like heal all and uplift
Absolutely.
Your spirits. I mean, it's amazing, like, just with having two little ones at home, you know, when we get home sometimes they'll want a certain song and they'll stop everything they're doing. Doesn't matter if like Bluey's on the TV or Sesame Street, they will dance and like they
That's
just
awesome.
Get into it. And you can tell they just enjoy the moment. You know what I mean?
That's so cool.
So I think music is a very powerful tool. Again, something maybe a little more underrated. Now, you know, starting something that stands for both purpose and belief, I think, is really rare in 2025. A lot of it now is, okay, how can I get attention, likes, views, clicks? Like, what's the trend? You know, what's the trending audio or this and that, especially for younger generations? But yet, you're kind of going against the grain, really, and creating something that stands for purpose, faith, belief. You know, what has that, like, journey been like as of late? Because I know you mentioned you know, you and Adam launching this, but I imagine there's been, you know, some challenges, maybe some surprising challenges that you didn't think of. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So you're going to face challenges in life in general, but especially with a brand, like I said, there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of time and energy. I would say the main, challenges that we've faced have been just like little IRS stuff, you know what I mean? Just like actual business stuff you have to do. So, I mean, like, and, you know, at our age, it's a little intimidating to see like the documents and whatnot. But other than that, I would just say knowing that people aren't going to like it. I think that's one of the hardest things when you start something and you put a lot of time into it, is that there are going to be people who are going to disagree with your opinion or brand on something. And I think that's a hard pill to swallow, but you have to accept it. And you're going to get negativity, you're going to get hate, but as long as, you know, you don't let it get to you and you kind of ignore it and just say, all right, whatever, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. It's their opinion. I have mine.
Yeah, ignore good point. Good point.
So I would just say, be open to getting hate. That's going to happen. You can't avoid it, but try to use it as motivation, you know, kind of soak it all in and take it all up and just, you know, make something out of it, make something out of the hate, and just use this motivation.
And at the end of the day too, it's be yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Be yourself. Cause like you said, you hit the nail on the head. Not everyone's going to like what you do. Some people are going to hate what you do, but yet there's people out there that like love what you're doing. Absolutely. And like with the podcast here, American Grown Podcast, there has been people that I've never met in the community that have came out, or I've guests that have sat in the chair and they're like, Austin, you know, or some call me Sully. They're like, I love what you're doing. And I'm like an avid listener. I just interviewed a guy, his episode's coming out shortly. He showed me like the downloaded episodes and he like has listened to every one.
That's so
And I'm
cool.
like, dude, thank you. Like that means so much. Like you said, it might seem like such a small thing, but like if one or two people that I've never met before, it's having an impact. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's wild. So let's take a quick snack break. This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky, eat meat, repeat. The Philly Sports Reports. Tell us a little bit about that. I know I actually went on their website. I saw you have like your own bio on there. Some of the articles you had written, you know, what does it mean too, for you to be able to write about your teams that you literally bleed green for?
Yeah, it's so cool, man. It's awesome. It's such a blessing and privilege as well. I'm really thankful for it because I know a lot of people don't have the chance or resources to be able to do that. So knowing I'm fortunate enough to be able to write for them, it's a blessing. Truly. And the bio stuff's cool. The bio is a little cool thing. It's kind of like, hey, that's me. Like, I did that.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm really thankful they gave me a chance. And prior to Philly Sports Reports, I emailed about 8 to 12 different Philadelphia-themed publishing companies for sports. And none of them reached back out to me. I did follow-ups, did check-ins, nothing. And Philly Sports Reports was the only team to take a chance on me, so I'm really thankful that they took a shot on me, because again, I know that at my age, a lot of publishing companies aren't going to want to take a chance on a teenager, and I understand that because of experience, and you have older people that might have more experience, so I get that. But knowing that a team that's Philly themed actually took a shot on me means the world.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge, right? Yeah. And is there a person there, like a contact that you want to shout out? Is there somebody?
Yeah, so Ben, his name's Ben, he owns the network. He's about 17 or 18. He's young as well.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, he's around my age, and he started up the network with his friend Colin, who's the editor. And they've been a huge help with, you know, what ideas to put in an article, or, you know, good criticism to fix or work on. So they've been brutally honest about things. I'm thankful for it because I want to improve on things.
Definitely, yeah.
So they've been a huge help.
Which is great that too, that at such a young age, you know, being open to other people's opinions or views or criticism, because it shows that you're willing to grow and you're not stuck in your ways. And I think that those other organizations that are media outlets you reached out to, they're missing out, because it's like, to find someone that's young, that's passionate, that loves Philly sports, it's like a no-brainer. Give the young man a shot. You know, just because you don't have that experience doesn't mean you're not going to write amazing articles. Now, sure, it's a learning process, but like, you're clearly passionate. You clearly have the hustle for it. You know, I feel like sometimes, you know, people kind of settle maybe as they get older, settle in their ways, and they're not as willing to put themselves out there or hustle and get after it, where clearly, you know, you're passionate about it. Like, I can just tell from, you know, again, you're sitting right across from me, and it's just like you love writing, you love Philly sports, you're passionate about it. I think that's huge. So
thank you. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody at Philly Sports Reports. I mean, that's phenomenal. And they're on Instagram and all that?
Yeah, they're on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, any social media they're on. So go give them a follow. It's appreciated.
Perfect. Fast forward 5 or 10 years, somewhere in the future, what does your dream job look like?
Yeah, so I would say, of course, anything sports media related, if it's reporting, if it's being an analyst, anything in that category. So as an example, you know, like on X or social media that they have those analysts who tweet out like, oh, this person got traded to this place, this person signed with him. I want to be kind of like that person in a way, or have my own talk show about Philly sports. That'd be cool. But like with the tweeting and stuff, you know, like when someone says, oh, who's that source? And someone says it's Adam Schefter. You know, you trust them. 100%. I would want to be something like that, where someone, you know, gets a tweet and they say, who is that from? And they're like, oh, it's Gavin Sweeney. Then you know that you can trust them. So I would say that would be like the dream.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I hope the brand works out. I mean, the brand has been awesome as well. It's been such a blessing to do it. It's been really fun. So, of course, I hope the brand works out and gets its own success and can, you know, spread a positive message and inspire others.
And that's, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? It's influencing, but yet if you can do it as your career, you know, and grow it. And I did mention this on the episode that didn't get recorded because of the memory card, but for the listeners that might be asking, I have to say it. Gavin is not related to Sydney Sweeney. Last name is spelled the exact same way.
It is, yeah.
But for listeners, there is no relation. So
no, I'm so sorry. It's not. No, we aren't.
You're good. I know there's listeners out there that would be like, Sully, you didn't ask him if he's related. Like, you got to ask. So he's not. Okay. He's not. So let's just get that out of the way. But you mentioned, like, obviously school starting back up.
Yeah.
How are you going to balance school, you know, Truth and Threads, and then writing articles for, you know, these sports agencies? How are you going to balance all that?
Yeah. So I do CCA, which is an online school program in Pennsylvania. My mom's a teacher there as well. So she's, you know, been a help with whatever stuff that goes with CCA. But I do CCA. It's an online thing, and they let you work on your own schedule. So you could literally wake up at, like, I don't know, 12 p.m. if you wanted to. Then you can start your schoolwork.
Yeah.
So they let you work on your own schedule. Everything's due at the end of the year. So it's not like there's a huge rush. You get, you know, your own homeroom teacher who helps you out with things and kind of gives you an idea. So that's a huge resource for me, is to be able to just to do schoolwork on my own schedule. That gives me time to balance out Lebco, PSR, and the clothing brand. And, you know, everything's online nowadays, so it's really easy to get your computer out or phone and type away. It's not like you get to go anywhere. So everything is online, and I think that's also huge to help me balance out everything.
That's a great point. I mean, especially since COVID,
It
is so – everything's online. You know what I mean? I was just talking to a client earlier today, and she was saying how – her kindergartner is going to get a Google Chrome laptop. And I'm like, really? Like, I guess I'm old school, but I was like, really? That seems wild, but it's the way it's what it is. It's 2025. And real quick for the listeners that might not know, CCA, what does that stand for?
Commonwealth Charter Academy.
Perfect. And they're located all throughout.
Yeah. They're all in PA. They have so many schools there. The local one is in Harrisburg. That's like the department that teachers go into and kids to take testing, but they're all over Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Big school.
Yeah. And it's nice that, like, there's curriculum and obviously things that you have to get done, but yet sometimes I feel like everybody learns differently, right?
Yeah.
Some are visual, some they need to read it or hear it. But the fact that you have time and you're not under the gun or under pressure to get, you know, an essay or something written, it's just like, you know, I'm sure there are due dates, but yet you have some flexibility there.
Absolutely.
I think that's phenomenal. And again, everyone learns differently. Some people aren't morning people. I'll talk to my wife. I'm not a morning person. But, you know, it's like, hey, what works for you? And you can kind of mold schooling around you, the student, instead of taking the student and molding them around, you know, the school. I don't know. That's kind of an interesting – I like that, you know, what CCA is doing. I think they do phenomenal stuff.
It's really sick.
Yeah. Kind of lost where I was. No, we're literally down to the last couple questions. Good.
See the preseason game? yesterday?
No, I missed it. Was it good?
Tanner McKee. He's the real deal. He's a beast. Oh, he was amazing.
Good.
Him, yeah. Johnny Wilson, Anaya Smith, Will Shipley, Jahad Campbell was good. All of them.
They showed up. Yeah,
they showed up.
And what was, not that the score matters, but like.
It was like 34-27. Okay. And they won against the Bengals starting.
That's right.
Like Burrow's in, Chase was in, their starting defense was in. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, the fact that football's around the corner, it's back.
The breeze outside. It gets me hyped up. It's like, fall's coming. The
weather
up.
Change. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm big hoodie guy. You know,
I love fall.
Yes. Fall change of the, the temperature, the leaves change. Absolutely. All that goes. It's football season. So let me ask this. What would be a piece of advice to give to, again, younger people that maybe they want to do something, but they're afraid they're going to get judged by others? What would you recommend they do?
Just be yourself. Be yourself. Stay positive, and don't be afraid to try something new. You never know until you try it, in all honesty. You really don't.
Yeah.
So just don't be afraid to take a risk, and life's too short. So anything could happen any day. Just you got to be the one who is willing to take that leap. If you don't take that leap, then you won't ever know if it's going to work out. So it's okay to fail. Failure is necessary in life. That's how you learn. It's how you mature. It's how you bounce back. So I would just say, just stay positive. Be, open to failure, because it's going to happen. One other, advice I would give is, again, I'm a big Eagles fan, so I get a lot of motivation from sports and whatnot. But when the training camp started, Nick Sirianni, the head coach for the Eagles, he said, tree success like perfume, smell it, but don't drink it because it's poison. And I live by that a lot, because it's true. You don't want to get too cocky or arrogant, so I think it's important to stay humble and know that there are a lot of other hungry people out there who are willing to do a lot of things. And the world is a competitive place. Mm-hmm. It's really competitive, and people will do anything to be on top.
Yeah.
So I think, just stay humble and positive overall. But I would say I would give those pieces of advice to people to help.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners connect with you and follow along on the interwebs?
So yeah, all my social medias are there. It's called gsweens_09. Those are like my personal for sports journalism and whatnot.
Okay.
And then Truth and Threads is truth_and_threads.
Perfect.
And pretty much everything.
Yeah. And for your articles, where do you post them the most?
So I post them on my personal Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all of those, key social medias. And then PSR does a wonderful job with promoting, and they post it on their end and whatnot. They're usually consistent with that.
Perfect. And then the two items real quick you brought with.
Yes.
Let's go over those real quick. What do you got?
So this piece right here, this is a framed newspaper piece. This was my first article ever done in the paper. It's from Lebco Bulletin.
Okay.
So this is the first one. This is about Bryce Harper. Big piece that came out. When it came out, I was so excited. I remember grabbing like 5 or 10 pieces of the newspaper to hand it out to my family and friends. I was so excited.
That's really cool.
And I got one and I framed it then, because I was like, this is so big, and down the road, this might be a huge thing I can look back on and say, like, wow, we came a far way. Like we
this is where it started, right?
Exactly.
This is where it started,
And then this piece right here, this is a little Irish card. As Sweeney on the name, my last name is Irish.
Okay.
And this card just helps me stay true to myself, and it reminds me who I am, just to be myself, and everything will work out if I stay consistent and patient.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about that I might not have known or we didn't cover?
I wouldn't really say. I would just say that stay positive. Like I said, life's too short. Gotta be willing to take that leap and try out new things. At a young age, all of this is a little difficult at times, but it's just obstacles that you have to overcome, and take all the positivity and negativity and use it as motivation. And hopefully I could come back on one day and I'll have more things that I accomplished or helped accomplish, whatever it may be. And I think I told you this last time, but one of my goals, this might sound a little cringy or corny, but one of my goals is to get the Key of Lebanon, or
that's right.
A little piece of something that could stand out to others. And again, it would look pretty cool if I could say that's mine, of course. But the main message is just to show that you can do anything at any age, anytime, use everything as motivation, and just inspire others. That's the main message behind it, is just to get out there, say, hey, I did all this and I got rewarded with this. But the main message is for everyone to know that you can do anything. You just have to have the right mindset, be positive, make connections with people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully down the road that'll happen. That'll be pretty cool.
I like that. Yeah, shoot for the stars. Why Absolutely. Not? Put it out there. You know, I think I read somewhere, maybe it was on a podcast, that like if people that journal tend to be a little bit more successful. If you put down your goals, write them down, maybe not, I think some people do it almost every day. Like if you put things out there, the universe will respond. You know what I mean?
It's like energies and manifesting. I've done that. I have like a little paper on my wall that I taped and I wrote it when I was 13, 14. And it just said like, I, Gavin Sweeney, will be a multimillionaire by the age of 18 or 19, whatever it says.
Let's go, yeah.
So yeah, like manifesting and staying positive. Those are the key goals. So I think that's really important in life to have.
I like it. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. So to shop Gavin's brand, Truth and Threads, check out the links in the show notes. And if this episode gave you hope or motivation, pass it on to someone else who could use it. Make sure to follow American Grown Podcast, leave a review, and subscribe for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. Gavin, I'm going to close it out if you're good.
All right, I'm all good. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you for coming in. Gavin, it's inspiring to see someone your age already making such a strong impact on the field, in your faith, and through your work. Thanks for joining us and showing us what's possible when passion meets purpose. Gavin Sweeney, sports journalist and co-founder of Truth and Threads, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors. A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients. Proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today. Or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.